AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. The Vatican flag is flying at the UN as Pope Francis prepares to address the General Assembly. Our Julie Walker is live in New York.
Rita, from the world stage of the UN to an inner-city school, Pope Francis is emphasizing themes that have shaped his popular papacy as he packs in encounters with the powerful and the poor today. His agenda reflects both his global stature and his of-the-people approach. He starts at the UN addressing world leaders, then he heads to Ground Zero for interfaith prayers. From there, he visits young students, many of them children of immigrants, at an East Harlem Catholic school. After that, there's a processional drive through Central Park, and then a mass for thousands at Madison Square Garden early this evening. Rita?
Julie Walker, live in New York. President Obama hosts China's President Xi Jinping today. President Obama is expected to go eyeball to eyeball with Xi about China's cyber spying, though the U.S. is emphasizing areas where the two countries are working together, like climate change. AP White House correspondent Mark Smith.
Administration officials say Xi Jinping is poised to announce a blueprint for a Chinese cap-and-trade system for carbon emissions beginning in 2017. The plan covers sectors ranging from power generation to papermaking. We're told the Chinese will also make what's being called a very substantial commitment to aiding poor countries looking to cut their pollution as well.
We're learning that among the hundreds of Muslims who died in that crush at a holy site in Saudi Arabia yesterday are Egyptians, Indonesians, Kenyans, and Pakistanis. Germany says one in three arriving immigrants who say they're refugees from Syria's civil war aren't even Syrian. Volkswagen's board is meeting today to find a new CEO in the aftermath of the VW emissions scandal. This is AP Radio News. Now that we know Volkswagen cheated emissions testing, the EPA is changing the way it tests. AP correspondent Sandy Kozel is in Washington with this story.
The head of the EPA's Office of Air Quality says the changes are designed to detect software and other methods automakers might use to get around the agency's current procedures. Chris Grundler indicated the EPA will now test diesel cars on real roads. Volkswagen software figured out when the cars were being tested in a laboratory and turned on pollution controls. It shut off the controls when the cars were back on the road, allowing more pollutants to escape from the tailpipe. I'm Sandy Kozel.
The new iPhones start shipping today, the 6S and 6S Plus. And our correspondents point out they let you turn still images into video. They automatically take three-second videos to accompany regular shots, including selfies. And yes, sound is included. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.